first, those filthy fucking Chinese commies come and attack our gamers. They want to take away your gaming time, and now... now they're coming after your anime titties. That's right, boys. A wise old man who taught us the way of the Sensu Bean is under attack. This man has seen a lot in his days. He's trained many a great fighter, lived on an island, bonked a blue-haired woman. I am, of course, talking about Master Roshi, the brave mad lad himself. It's hard to believe that such a veteran, a combat veteran, as Mr. Roshi's under attack. Well, they're taking away Mr. Roshi because he's just too horny, boys. And that's something he should be applauded for. He is hundreds of years old. He's an old man. And he's still got that high T flowing through his system. That testosterone. Make his dick prone. You know what I mean. And he just can't stop himself. He sees a fine chick with big old honkers, badonkers, milkies, milk titties. Head of the massive itty bitty titty large ass committee. He sees them walking around with those double wide extra thick sweater stretchers, the bouncing Buddhas, the frost detectors. You know what I mean? He sees some tits and he gets horny. From comicbookcb.com. Dragon Ball Super gets canceled overseas over sexual harassment claims. They were sexually harassed by an anime. That's how horny Master Roshi be. He'd be like, boing. He sits down at a desk, you just hear that little as his dick hits that bitch. Into the article. Who's this article by? By a beta named Megan Peters. Probably ain't never seen a Peter in her life. Dragon Ball Super has been out for years now. It's a phenomenon. It's the main event. But the show continues to find new fans by the day. From the manga to series reruns, there are lots of ways to check out the title. Unless you a broke bitch. You're there on Saturday mornings watching Dragon Ball Z Kai like a broke bitch on that CW 50 for Kids shit, you broke bitch.
That's the only Dragon Ball Z you've ever should have watched.
Anyway. Actually, it's huge in Mexico, too. Back to the persona. There are lots of ways to check out this title. And these outlets are huge in South America. But now, it seems like one country has canceled Dragon Ball Super. Don't they know shit? You can't cancel or defeat Goku. Because he comes riding back on his cloud and shit with his fucking halo. Gets all blued haired and shit. Blows up the planet he's trying to save. Bitch, you just single-handedly signed the death warrant for this planet. I hope you're happy, libtards. Get libbed hard. One country has canceled Dragon Ball Z Super amid an ongoing debate concerning Master Roshi. The mad lad Chad himself. The Chad lad. If you need some context, you little no-nothing bitch, let's wind things back a bit.
Dragon Ball Z Super, saw its TV anime close several years ago in anticipation of its first movie. The series has not made a return since, so regions all over the world are simply re-airing Dragon Ball Super. This is a very common thing in South America and Mexico. Given how big Dragon Ball is in these regions, however, the capital city of Argentina is no longer seen eye to eye with the anime.
There's your wind up. Now let's go. Not long ago, Argentina, whiny little bitch capital of the universe, Buenos Aires Department of Communications released a statement in regards to Dragon Ball Super. Better be high regards, bitch.
This is some good cartoon here. The note went live after an episode aired that leads into a tournament of power. Yeah. It was there fans watched as Master Roshi took an odd training session. And the man's perverted ways have gotten the show canceled. What? This man appreciates women. He respects women. He would never stick his dick in anything he didn't respect, and he respects all women equally. Master Roshi's a feminist. You fucking know nothing, Mugu Guy Pan looking ass. Canceled over his perverted ways. I say you're perverted. Getting all aroused by a cartoon character. Getting all offended by a cartoon character. You're perverted. Sick sense of mind. According to the official statement, the Department of Public Defense has sent a complaint by the Ministry of Women. They better be making sandwiches. They better be making floors, raising babies in that ministry. And gender politics. You ain't even real. What the fuck is that? The Ministry of Women and Gender Politics and Sexual Diversity. So a bunch of bitches who couldn't get a job after college because they got gender degrees went and formed some sort of union or some shit. Fucking clowns better be making me sandwiches. And later, that later filed a complaint after constituents provided their reaction to the most recent Dragon Ball Super episode. Is it recent? For I gathered it's on rerun. So is it recent? Or did you just recently catch the rerun of the old episode? I'm just saying. Doesn't quite make sense to say it's a recent episode when this bitch is, When did it end? It just said it a second ago. It was several years ago. You caught the most recent episode? You caught the most recent episode of a seven-year-old episode. Gotcha, bitch. You're having a real women moment right now. With your Ministry of Women, Gender Politics, and Sexual Diversity. Sounds like a whole lot of bullshit. Dragon Ball Super episode is, as for the episode in question, it happened to be the one where Roshi recruited PR? To transform into a lovely, young, robust, curvaceous woman. Yeah. Them big-ass women in Houston. Into a lovely, young, curvaceous lady. The perverted teacher. Hey, you better respect that perverted teacher. He's old. He's a veteran of combat, as I previously stated. As P-U-A-R. To do this so Roshi could overcome his weakness. Because he knows he's too perverted for his own good. He knows he's too horny. Just too horny for y'all. And he knows it. He knows y'all can't handle the level of testosterone this man produces in one mustachioed hair in his body. And you wanted to cancel him. He looked in the mirror and said, Mr. Roshi, my man, you be too horny. You want to be fucking too much. You never settled down and found a Mrs. Roshi to give a continuous stream of dick to. And he wants to better himself, but you feminists don't like a man who betters himself. You want him shamed and shunned for having that realization that maybe I'm a little too horny. Maybe I don't need to be so horny. It's distracting me. It's stopping me from continuing my pursuits of combat training ability. Because I want to get some dick in your life. That's all Master Roshi wants to do. He wants to teach y'all how to fight and get some dick up in your life. And here you are, ungrateful fucking swines. Shaming a man. Shame on the woman who wants to run game on a homie. Shame! This man's... He was speaking to the man in the mirror, asking him to change his ways. And said the man in the mirror, saying, don't touch kids, Michael. He said, stop being horny. Good Lord. I got a Baptist in here real quick. The perverted teacher, who no longer wishes to be perverted, asked his student to shape-shift into some fine, curacious pussy for him.
because he knew he's too perverted for his own good. By the end of the training, Roshi says he has overcome. Praise the Lord, he's overcome. He's a spy to the higher realms of no honey. He's speed ram, no fap, November, and it's only September. Let me get a hallelujah. Hallelujah, boys. He, woo! By the end of the training, Roshi says he's overcame the need to sexualize women, but only on the battlefield. That's a perfect place to not be horny. You can't be saving your comrades there, fending off the evil thoughts over there. If you're busy digging out some thoughts, then again, you might be distracting the thoughts from killing your homies. Who knows, Master Roshi? Perhaps there's a chance here. The episode is a bit sketchy. I imagine most things from Japan are a bit sketchy. But authorities in Buenos Retardes were far from amused. They got no sense of humor over there. That's one of the many reasons they flee that shithole of a country to come to my country, the land of freedom and pedophile presidents. Drinking a nice glass of Femboy Hooter Ranch over here. Now, Cartoon Network and Warner Media are pulling Dragon Ball Super. God damn! God damn! Is Dragon Ball Z Super targeted towards kids? Boy, are you looking after that man from Naruto? That horny, white-haired cat motherfucker who wanted to grope up underage girls with the pink hair and the blonde bitch. And I mean the blind bitch. No one came after his ass, but Master Roshi. They go after a weak, feeble old man. For shame, sir. For shame. And Warner Brothers. You ain't no brothers. Brothers would never shame another brother for trying to get some game. Call yourself the Warner Bitches. Ugh. Are pulling Dragon Ball Super from the air in Buenos Retardes. And much of Arpit Genia following the complaint by a bunch of dickless broads who ain't never seen a cock in their life. Cause nobody wants to stick their dick in them hippopotamuses with blue hair. Following the complaint. Of course, this could change in the future if we get their heads out their asses. But for now, seems like Roshi has ruined a good thing for Goku and the gang. There would be no Goku and the gang without Master Roshi. You fucking bitches. What do you think about this cancellation? Do you think Dragon Ball Super deserves the axe because of Master Roshi? Absolutely not. I wonder what my fine brothers over on that safe haven called Twatter have to say about this thing right here. Cause this is some grade A bullshit. I cannot believe it. The man even said I need to improve myself. I need to make myself better. Feminists just don't want a man who embetters himself. That is a shame. Schwen top. Master Roshi is definitely canceled. And the other tweet under that goes, I have a feeling that people who are defending him haven't seen OG Dragon Ball. That man effing shrunk himself and watched Bulma take a shit. What the fuck, dude? Never canceled. Never ever. We got a woman here with a pride flag in her name who says never ever. My goodness. Now let me do a search. Master Roshi. Ah, let's see what these fine lads at the anime Twitter have to say. For everyone wondering why Master Roshi's behavior is treated as problematic and bringing up the episode where he overcame his perversions. Not necessarily about the character itself, it's about the fact of a man ogling a woman and treating her like a sexual object. Let me tell you a story from from my days in the restaurant industry. I worked with this ugly ass lesbian woman, and I'm sitting there slicing some roast beef like the chef that I am. And this is actually a true story, so I'm gonna cut the act. Seriously, I'm carving some roast beef, right? Fresh out the oven, I'm cutting, and this ugly motherfucking lesbian looks at me. She goes, "Hey, you see that right there? Looks at my girlfriend's pussy." You wanna know who sexualizes women? Women sexualize women. Seriously, talk to a lesbian about women and why they like women. You'll get the most sexualized ass response ever. Ask a bull dyke what she thinks of this. And she'll be like, "Women? Oh yeah, them fucking finger holes, cause they ain't got cock holes. They're my strap-on sleeve." It's some low T energy here. Sparga. Commission's open. Nobody gave him commissions. Roshi's gag is outdated in the West. At least the way it's portrayed nowadays. Man, these are a bunch of low-T motherfuckers. Didn't Vegeta commit murder, genocide, and if you count the filler episode, attempt to blow up a planet, killed many children, and at one point was an abusive father, and etc.? He's the main character, but Roshi has just gag moments from the 80s. That's a good point here. Yeah, Vegeta and Goku do kill many people. They destroy many a planet. As I said before, and they want to cancel an old man. That's some bullshit. I can understand not liking that style of humor. And it does tend to be more obnoxious after a while. But don't act like watching Master Roshi is going to make anyone a massive pervert, especially to that extreme. Thank you, Seskai, Hair of Time. You invited my harem of time anytime. And from Young Dick. That's a great name, dude. Young Dick. Michael Jackson's favorite. I seriously don't understand how many people saying this is encouraging toxic behavior. If Master Roshi is made out to be some sort of upstanding member of society, like what? Lamau. Literally anytime Master Roshi does something perverted shit, it's looked down upon in the show. Now, I've never actually watched Dragon Ball Z. I only watched Dragon Ball Z Kai. And from Dark Tamara. Tamara. I'm guessing I'm nobody because Roshi's no bleeding is an invisible man. What the fuck? Because Roshi's nose bleeding on the invisible man after seeing Bulma's titties will always be comedic gold. Fun fact. One of the dubs, it's not even Krillin exposing Bulma's tits to cause Master Roshi's nosebleed. It's Krillin throwing a can of tomato soup at the invisible man. Bruh, didn't Master Roshi in a mini arc where he got over his perversion before T.O.P.? Yeah, they banned it because they banned that chapter. Oh, I see. Master Roshi could have taken this to court, but they had to ban the episode. They had to ban the episode where he overcame his demons. This man worked hard to overcome his horniness. Because he'd be so horny, he loved you long time. And y'all just wanna shame a brother. Not warn a brother, but shame a brother. There's a lot of shit here in Spanish, but I don't speak spider language. Japan love this kind of humor. They are being intolerant of other countries' culture. Goddamn right! Ahamanam Tev. At Tev Hamanam. You're right. That's a good point. Anime is made only in Japan and nowhere else. And they love that big tittied, sweet old, soft-skinned pussy. They love them waifus. You're disrespecting another culture. What happened to cultural tolerance? The Ministry of Women, Gender Politics, and other bullshittery of the such? You're awfully intolerant of the Japanese culture. Shame. Shame. That's just a goddamn shame. And on top of that, let's see if she even get rid of that grape-headed motherfucker from My Hero Academia. He loves the pussy more than Master Roshi does. Why doesn't he get a break, huh? Why don't you go after him? Leave the old man alone. Go after the youth before they're all corrupted. Like, Mindta. Yeah. Bruh, pervy old men are everywhere in anime. And they are funny. This woman's got an OnlyFans, so she's the authority on this. She deals with horny, creepy old men all the time. Bruh, pervy old men are everywhere in anime. And they are funny. Goddamn right. This is just people overreacting. Jiraiya from anime and Roshi from Dragon Ball are some of the best examples, and they are well loved. And it's not just for the gag, but these feminists are going too far. An OnlyFans user says feminism has gone too far. Boys, need I continue reading these tweets? I'm happy that there's more testosterone from a woman with an OnlyFans than some of these OnlyDans. This is the same thing as violent video games encourage violence in real life. It's been proven over and over again that that's not what happens at all by Plastic Spoon. Well, thank you, Plastic Spoon. I appreciate you. Didn't they dedicate an episode of Dragon Ball Z to Roshan overcoming his perverted nature? Then he turns around and tries to grope a prisoner chick. Old habits die hard, little kid. Old habits do die hard. Feminist right now. That is true. But again, from the article, it seems like this might be temporary. Once the heat dies down, Master Roshi will be back to his old, horny, Viagra-loving ways, I imagine. And that being said, this concludes my sermon for today. I'll see y'all at 1 o'clock with another uploaded episode. Yeah, and I took Sunday off because I was donating blood, and they fucked up a little bit, and they the air got in my veins, so my whole arms hurt like hell. So I'm taking Sunday off. I know you're hearing this on a Monday, but I took Sunday off to like lay back and relax and let my arm quit hurting because it hurt like hell. That being said, hey, thanks for listening to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and this has been a Culture War episode.